ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವಾವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ವಿವೇಕ ಚೂಡಾಮಣಿ, ಶ್ಲೋಕ 137. ಅತ್ರಾನ್ಯಾತ್ಮನ್ಯಹಮಿತಿ ಮತಿಃ ಬಂದಯೇಷೋಸ್ಯ ಪುಂಸಃ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಜನನ ಮರಣ ಕ್ಲೇಶ ಸಂಪಾತ ಹೇತು. ಯೇನೈವಾಯಂ ಪಪುರಿದಮಸತ್ ಸತ್ಯಮಿತ್ಯಾತ್ಮಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾ ಪುಷ್ಯತ್ಯಕ್ಷತ್ಯವತಿ ವಿಷಯೈಃ ತಂತುಭಿಕೋಶ ಕೃತ್ವತ್. ಸೊ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಂಬರ್ 136, ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ, ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್, which started from shloka 124. So if you remember, shloka 72 to 123 talked about anatma topic, and 124 to 136 is atma. So of the seven topics in the shloka 49, if you remember, two topics are covered thus far. Now Shankaracharya is going to take up the third topic, and what is that topic? ಕೋ ನಾಮ ಬಂಧ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಾಂಡೇಜ್. ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದ ಶ್ಲೋಕ 49. ಕೋ ನಾಮ ಬಂಧ ಕಥಮೇಷ ಆಗತ ಕಥಂ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾಸ್ಯ ಕಥಂ ವಿಮೋಕ್ಷ. ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಲಿಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ದೇರ್. ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ 137 ಅಂಡ್ 138 ದೇ ಗಿವ್ ದ ಡೆಫಿನಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಂಧ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಂಧ. So here Shankaracharya, he defines it as taking the body as myself. That is bandha. Thinking of my body as myself. So deha abhimanaha eva bandha. Mistaking the body or anatma as atma is considered bondage. So this erroneous perception is technically called in Vedanta as adhyasaha. We have used this term earlier, but just only say it again. This is called adhyasaha. Any error is called adhyasaha, or adhyaropaha, or bhrantihi, or viparyayaha. All are synonyms. We can use any of these terms to signify error. And the most popular and often used word in Vedanta is adhyasaha. In fact, Shankaracharya, in his introduction to Brahma Sutras, Brahma Sutra Bhashyas, he starts with Adhyasa Bhashya only, very popular Bhashya, and establishes that all our problems are because of a fundamental self-error. As long as we do not correct it, it will go everywhere and keep on propagating, because I am involved in all my activities. In all my activities, who is definitely involved? Myself. And so when there is an error in me, in my knowledge about me, it is going to be carried to my family life, my professional life, my social life, my religious life, everywhere it is going to propagate. So Vedanta calls it as self-error, adhyasa, as bondage. And now, how is this error caused? If you generally take an error, any error is caused because of ignorance. And therefore, ignorance-caused error is the cause of bondage, which manifests in the form of either raga or dvesha. And that is why in Vedanta, two examples are popularly given. One is the rope-snake example, a familiar example for us, for one type of error caused by ignorance of rope. That is, the rope ignorance causes the error of snake perception. That is error number one. And the second error is, the example is the shell silver example, where a shell is not seen as a shell because of sunlight. It shines and is mistaken as a silver coin. This is error number two, caused by shell ignorance. And why we give these two examples in Vedanta? One example is given for error causing dvesha. The rope snake creates what? Hatred in me or nivritti, running away from it, thinking it is snake. And the shell silver example, that is given because that error makes run towards it or run after that. That is called pravritti. I think a shell to be silver and I go after that. So it is pravritti. So errors causing nivritti and pravritti. And this is, in a nutshell, is samsara. Samsara is only this much. So either we run away or run after things, people, all those things. This is an endless running in samsara, caused by ragadvesha, caused by two types of errors, caused by ignorance. So that is summation. Therefore, attack the ignorance, which is the root cause. So Shankaracharya says, atra anatmani aham iti matihi ajnanat praptaha. Because of ignorance, there is this atmani aham iti, the I notion. Because of this ignorance, there is this erroneous notion. Matihi means notion. And what erroneous notion it is? Anatmani aham iti. The I notion in the body, dehabhimanaha. Because of what? Ajnanat, ignorance. Praptaha means there is, for everyone. This is there for everyone. So for everyone, there is this I notion in the body because of ignorance. Then what is the fact if this I notion in the body is erroneous? What is the fact about it? The I notion must be in the Atma. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva. All those shlokas are given in Bhagavad Gita. I am eternal. I am all pervading. I am jagat adhishtanam, etc. So dehatma buddhi, association, identification with the body, or adhyasa, that exists for everyone. Because of what? Because of ignorance, self-ignorance. And yeshaha bandaha asya pumsaha. This notion is the bondage for this human being. That is the notion that I am the body, I am so many years old, weigh so much, I am father of X, spouse of Y, all those things. I don't know how long I will live. After me, what my children will do? Samsara. All of them are samsara only. And what does this bondage do? Janana, marana, klesha, samsara hetuhu. It is the cause of varieties of pains in life. Kleshaha. Kleshaha means these worries. Right from the morning we have worries. Swamiji jocularly says, why the first month in the year is called January? Janana worry. Right from that day itself, worries start. So what are the basic worries now? Janana and marana, birth and death. And in between, there are endless worries. So it is called klesha sampataha. Arrival, occurrence, all those things. So this notion is the cause for the arrival of worries or various grievances, birth, death, old age, association, dissociation, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, all those things. That's the cause. And because of this one error, what are the various problems it causes? He says, I am idam asat vapuhu satyam iti buddhya. He commits two mistakes. One, he takes this mithya shariram as satyam. This mithya shariram, all this mithya and all those terms, all you should be familiar by now. So he takes this mithya shariram as satyam. Asat vapuhu, mithya shariram, vapuhu means shariram, the perishable shariram, like, you know, taking the mithya notional snake as real snake, take the unusual, unreal as real. This is number one mistake. And number two, atma buddhya, he takes this objective body as the subject, or taking the anatma body as atma, or taking the non-self as the self. That is mistake number two. These are the two mistakes. Like, for example, watching a movie and identify with the hero of the movie and get, you know, tanmayatvam. You almost become like a hero only. When he cries, you cry, you do all those things you do. It is actually in Sanskrit, this is called dharmadhyasa. Dharmadhyasa, once that total identification comes, his problem will no more be his problem, but becomes my problem. Heroes problem. They all become my problem. It is called Dharma Adhyasaha in Vedanta, substance superposition, substance superimposition or identification. So leads to attribute identification. So the substance superimposition leads to attribute identification. And when in the movie the hero lost his mother or some close relative and cries, this observer also cries. This is called Tadatmya Adhyasa and Samsarga Adhyasa. These are all various terms in Vedanta. Tadatmya Adhyasa and Samsarga Adhyasa. Substance identification and attribute identification, Dharmi Adhyasa and Dharma Adhyasa. So with regard to body also, there is this identification that is called Atma Buddhihi. So yenaiva, yena means because of this mistake, error, I am Purushaha means this ignorant person. There are too many pronouns here actually to confuse us. So idam asat vapuho. This unreal body, idam asat vapuhu, this unreal body, satyam iti, as real. He considers this asat, this unreal body as real. Atma buddhya. Here also buddhi means notion. Atma buddhya means buddhi means notion. And the notion that the body is myself and thereafterwards I have to take care of the body. Because now I have identified myself with the body, now I have to take care of the body. Carefully. And the basic urge of every living being is what? Struggle for survival. Everything wants to survive. Everything wants immortality. Everybody thinks that he wants to be immortal. This is a natural urge because our real nature is immortal Atma. That is our real nature. In fact, whenever there is a natural urge, we can conclude that it is our nature. Dayanand Saraswati very nicely says, when a person is happy, we never question him. We don't ask him, why are you happy? What happened to you? What mistake have you committed to be happy? And of all the people, why should you be happy? We don't ask all those questions and send him like get well kind of cards to him or console that person. Whereas when a person is unhappy, not only we try to reject ourselves, other people also start inquiring. So the very act that I naturally try to reject unhappiness, that indicates what? That unhappiness is foreign to me. Just as the body, it rejects any foreign matter naturally, every human being rejects unhappiness naturally. So it is very clear that unhappiness is foreign body or foreign matter. We never reject happiness. And so happiness is intrinsic and natural to us. And so I struggle to immortalize this body. I am immortal by nature. I want to have the immortality. So I struggle to gain that immortality. And what all to be done to do that? Shankaracharya says, Udara nimittam bahukrita veshaha. Person does so many things they do. Right from education onwards. Who wants to get education for inner growth? Almost no one. What education will result in what job? Whether it be a good job? Will it give me good income? Why do I want to get so much money? Shankaracharya says, Pushyati Yena. Because of this Dehatma Buddhi, he pampers this body, constantly nourishes this body. Pushyati, nourishing the body, feeding it, scenting it, dressing it. Spray, do all the spray and all that thing. Eye care, eyelid care. Nose care, skin care, hair care, teeth care, all kinds of care. Previously, there were beauty parlor for ladies only. Now, I think there are beauty parlors for men also, I guess. So, we have to be careful here because Vedanta does not say neglect the body. Never misunderstand these shlokas because people normally misunderstand these shlokas and interpret it in different ways. It never says stop bathing and brushing the teeth and all that. But it says body must be cared. But obsession or pampering of the body, that should be avoided. That's all it says. And Ukshati, he uses all types of perfumes. Previously, people used to use sandal paste, rose water and all. And now there are so many types of sprays are there, lotions are there. he sprinkles his body with all of them. Then avati preserves the body through what? Vishayati, varieties of things, sense objects. He nourishes the body, extra vitamin supplements. He is not happy with the natural food that he is eating. So he wants to have a lot of vitamin supplements and all. For what? All to preserve the body. And in spite of all efforts, the body miserably fails at the right age. There is knee pain, that is that pain, this pain. If they sit for 1 hour, even after 15 minutes, very difficult. So the pain, all of them, they are all uninvited pain, they all come. And Shankaracharya gives an example. Tandubihi koshakrit koshakritvat. This is a very beautiful example. Like the silk worm. That is the silk worm. It builds a cocoon around itself. And because of that itself, the silk worm is put in very, very hot water. And the worm is destroyed. And really, if one knows how the silk thread is made, no one will ever wear silk garments at all in life. So they produce something which is the cause of the silk garment and for its own destruction. So similarly, the human being identifies with the body. He builds up everything around the body, which becomes the cause for his own suffering. It is self-inflicted injury for the silkworm, similarly for this human being also. Similarly, Shankaracharya says, our entire samsara is self-inflicted injury only. That is why they say that the Lord will laugh whenever the person cries before him, why this and that, why you are doing this to me, why are you not, so why can't you open your eyes and look at me? When he says all that before the Lord is not at all responsible for our samsara. It is our own self-ignorance. When Swamiji nicely says, when this person puts all this blame on the Lord, why did you do this to me, that's to me? He wants to write something about God's reply, what the God will reply. There used to be one of our earlier acharyas, when people go and cry to him, he used to say jokingly, you are all now, you know, suffering or enjoying your prarabdha, what can I do? You are coming to me and all. So I will say, okay, let everything be well, but you are going through your own karma. What can you do? So the Lord is not at all responsible for our samsara. It is our own self-ignorance, which is perpetuated, produces kartrutvam, the doership. And kartrutvam, doership, leads to bhoktrutvam, the enjoyership and the experientiership. And that is samsara. So kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, samsara, all because of our own. That is why Swami Dayananda says, he gives a series of talks. Problem is you. And solution is you. Both are you only. Therefore, we are all like silkworms in hot water. At least we are surviving. The worms don't survive. Koshakrit. Koshakrit means silkworm. And tantu refers to the silk thread. Just as the silkworm is bound by the silk thread, so that is how our life also is. Shloka 138. अतस्मिं स्तन्तु बुद्धिः तद् अतस्मिन् तस्तद् बुद्धिः प्रभवति विमूढस्य तमसः विवेकाभावाद्वै स्फुरति भुजगे रज्जुदिषणां ततो नर्तर्व्रातः विपतति समाधातुरधिकः ततो ये सद्ग्राहः स हि भवति बन्धः शृणु सखे. द सेम् ऐडिया आफ् बाण्डेज् the Acharya discusses here further. He clarifies a little bit more with another example in this shloka. He addresses actually all the students as Sakhe, my friends. I am not misleading you. Don't take this is an anti-Shastra view or anything. Do not take any of those for your own good. I am telling. If you don't take it, I have nothing to lose. All to create a Shraddha in the student. So Acharya addresses the students as O Sakhe, our friend. If I don't understand, what should I do? I should not question the Shastras, but I should re-study or seek help. If I do that, I will find it so thoroughly convincing. So Shankaracharya says, O friend, listen carefully, Shrunu. Listen. And what should you listen? Ignorance caused error is the problem. This is the essence of this shloka with one example. సో అతస్మిన్ తద్బుద్ధి ప్రభవతి. పర్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ వన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ తద్బుద్ధి. హియర్ ఆల్సో బుద్ధి ఇస్ నాట్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ బట్ పర్సెప్షన్, ద నోషన్, ది కాగ్నిషన్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ బుద్ధి హియర్. వేర్ అతస్మిన్ అపాన్ అనదర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, పర్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ వన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆన్ అనదర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ హియర్. లైక్ వాట్? పర్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ స్నేక్ ఆన్ రోప్ ఆర్ సిల్వర్ ఆన్ షెల్. సో పాపులర్లీ ఫ్రేస్డ్ యాజ్ అతస్మిన్ తద్బుద్ధి, ఇట్స్ ఎ వేదాంతిక్ ఇడియం. వేదాంత దే నార్మలీ హ్యావ్ సచ్ ఇడియమ్స్, అతస్మిన్ తద్బుద్ధి. ఇట్స్ డిఫికల్ట్ టు ట్రాన్స్లేట్, వీ కెనాట్ ట్రాన్స్లేట్ ఇట్ అట్ ఆల్. పర్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ దట్ నాన్ దాట్, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పర్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ ఆన్ నాన్ దాట్. That's why Swamiji translates like that. So, Prabhavati. Prabhavati means arises. In simple language, perception of one object on another object is called error. So, error arises. For whom? Vimudasya. To a deluded person. By what? Tamasa. By ignorance. So, error arises for a person who is clouded by tamoguna or ajnana. And why do we say so? When there is an error, behind every error there is ignorance, number one point. And what type of ignorance? It is not total ignorance but partial ignorance. In total ignorance no error will take place. Total ignorance we call it as bliss. If you don't see the rope at all, if it is pitch darkness, there is no problem, there is no confusion thinking that the rope could be snake and all that. In total light also there is no problem. It is also bliss. For example, a jnani, a wise person, always bliss. But what is the real problem? When it is semi-light, when it is semi-darkness, like twilight, that is the time I see something, but I don't know what it is. In Sanskrit, this is called Samanya Jnanam Asti Vishesha Jnanam Nasti. The Samanya Jnana Purvaka Vishesha Jnana Abhavaha, that is referred to here as Tamaha. Okay. So, for a person deluded by ignorance, error arises. And Shankaracharya says, it is not a very big phenomenal philosophical lesson or anything. It happens every other day for every other person. He gives an example. Viveka Abhavat. As it is experienced in the world because of the absence of viveka, clear knowledge. Here viveka means not discriminative ability, this is clear knowledge. Or because of the presence of partial knowledge alone, spurati bhujage rajju dishana. There arises the rope perception, rajju dishana, rope perception upon a snake, bhujage. Normally, we say snake perception upon rope. You know how Acharya is so careful even in wording all these things so nicely. Normally, what we say? Snake perception upon rope. But Shankaracharya says, all the time it need not be true. It can be the other way also. Mistaking a snake as rope is a worse mistake. That is why Shankaracharya wants to show the intensity of the problem. Mistaking a rope to a snake, at least it is harmless. Whereas if you mistake a snake to a rope, it could be very harmful. So, he consciously reverses the example. So, bhujage, upon the snake, there is rope perception due to partial knowledge. And what is caused because of that? Tataha, because of that error, adhikaha anarthavrataha nipatati. Many multitudes of problems they arise. Adhikaha, anarthaha means problems. And vrataha means multitudes of problems, not one problem. Many, many problems arise because of this mistake. Swamiji, he gives a beautiful example. When a person gets married to another person, even though he or she directly connects with only one person, through him or her, this person has so many in-laws, so many that-laws, this law, all kinds of relations, so forth. Similarly, every jiva is connected with only one anatma. But through this anatma body comes all kinds of sambandhas or sanghas, relationship. And Shastra says the indirect sambandha is the cause for all the problems. All relationships, mata, pita, putraha, brata, house, housing, housewas, house is housing the body, car, all through the physical body only. All relationships are through this physical body only. So all these secondary, tertiary, nth type of errors, they all come out of the primary adhyasa. So this primary adhyasa is called ahankara adhyasa. So many types of superpositions. This is ahankara adhyasa. All these are very, very technically analyzed actually in the adhyasa bhashya of Adi Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya writes a very beautiful introduction to Brahma Sutras, where technically he analyzes all of them. But Viveka Chudamani being a primary text, he does not go into any of these details. He just only mentions. So anartha vrataha, secondary, tertiary, etc., all those type of relationships, all those adhyasas, they come about. Nipatati adhikaha, they all arise more and more. It never decreases, but goes on only increasing. All these for whom? Samadhatuhu, for the perceiver, or the one who commits the error, the mistaker. We can call him the mistaker. So for the mistaker, all types of problems, they befall on him. And therefore, tataha. Asat graham saha bandaha bhavati. Bondage is nothing but asat graham, wrong perception. Asat graham is wrong perception. Asat is wrong, erroneous, mistaken. And graham refers to perception here. In the case of rope snake also. So wrong perception leads to more problems. So also in samsara also. In the case of human beings, there are two types of wrong perceptions, we said. One is what? Seeing the body as real is bigger wrong perception. And two is seeing the body as myself is another wrong perception. So both these create havoc for every human being. It is not unique to one individual or the other. This is common for all human beings. Sahi bhavati bandaha, that alone is called bondage. O sakhe, O friend, shruno, may you listen. This is what Acharya says in the shloka, shloka 139. Akandanitaya dvaya bodha shaktya spurantam atmanam ananta vaibhavam samavrunotya vriti shakti resha tamomayi rahuri varka bimbam. So with shloka 138, the third topic, namely what is bondage, was concluded. Only two shlokas, 137 and 138. So what is anatma? The whole world, including the sharira trayam, the sthula, sukshma, karana shariram, and the whole world, that is called anatma. And the second topic was what is atma? Atma is nothing but pure consciousness. And the third topic was, what is bondage? The mistaken notion of the body as myself, self-error. So these are all the three answers to the three questions. Now Shankaracharya, he comes to the fourth question in this shloka. How did this bondage come? Katam yesha agataha. And in the 49th shloka, ko nama bandaha katamesha agataha. If you remember the shloka, and it is not in the same order that was given there, but Shankaracharya, he answers them in his own order. So this question is answered in shlokas 139 to 144 is the answer for this particular question, katam yesha agataha. And the answer has been already given, if you only remember that, in the previous discussion itself. But he wants to give a focused answer here. Even though it was already given earlier, as mentioned. But he wants to give a focused answer in this particular shloka. And he says, ignorance is the cause for bondage. Ignorance is the cause of bondage. And each point is very, very important. We have to be very, very careful about that. In fact, our religious life itself will get a direction, as Swamiji says, only when we have these fundamentals very clear. If they are not, life will go on, nothing will stop, but it won't be that directional and meaningful. So many people claiming that one can get moksha through karma, through bhakti, through upasana, through sangeeta, through service, people, there are so many people say so many things, so many claims are made. All this confusion because they have not analyzed the root problem. The problem is caused by error, which is caused, error means whenever I say error, it is self-error. Caused by ignorance. Ignorance means self-ignorance. And how many methods are there for removing the error? If somebody asks, there is only one method of removing any error. Removing ignorance. How many methods are there to remove ignorance? There is only one method, namely jnanam. Jnanam alone, knowledge alone can remove ignorance. And he says actually in the third line, yesha avriti shaktihi samavrinoti. There is something called ajnana, which we have already discussed while dealing with anatma. In the anatma topic, we already discussed about this. We have to note it here. Shankaracharya takes all these for granted. Because we have already gone through all that thing, he already thinks that we should be familiar with all those discussions. So he is not saying any of those things again. In the anatma discussion, if you remember, we talked about three bodies or three shariras. The third shariram is called karana shariram, the sthula shariram, the gross body, the sukshma shariram, the subtle body. And the subtle body itself is made up of what? Five jnanendriyas, five organs of action, pancha pranadayaha or five pranas, manas, buddhi, chitta and ahankara. All these 19, they constitute the subtle body. And then the causal body, the karana shariram. So all these put together is called sharira trayam. So in the third shariram here is the karana shariram, which was very elaborately discussed with several names. The Acharya gave lot of names for that. It was called avyaktam. It was called prakritihi. It was called maya. It was called trigunatmika, shaktihi. And there he took up the word avidya also, avidya ignorance. And he talked about the three gunas, sattva guna, rajo guna and tamo guna. And he said that the tamo guna has got a particular power called avarana shakti. Tamo guna and rajo guna has got vikshepa shakti. So he says that the avarana shakti, the covering power of ajnana, which creates self-ignorance or self-veiling. And vikshepa shakti or projecting power of ajnana that creates error. So avarana shakti covers the nature of the self and vikshepa shakti creates the error, namely the dehatma bukti. So the error is called directly by vikshepa shakti. And the avarana shakti, it covers the nature of the self. So yesha avriti shaktihi. This avarana shakti of ajnanam or ignorance is caused by what? Tamo mayi, which is nothing but the tamo guna aspect of ajnanam. Tamo mayi means nothing but the tamo guna aspect of ignorance. Samavrinoti, it covers. It makes a person unaware of. Samyak avrinoti, it covers it very well. What is that? Atma is uncoverable. Because the very cover, whatever you say is covering the Atma, itself is illumined, made known. By what? By Atma only. So when one says, I am ignorant, the very ignorance is known because of what? Again, Chaitanyam, Atma. But even though the Atma is uncoverable, it is covered as it were. Samavrunoti. It is similar to the movie covering the screen. For example, there is a movie is projected on a screen. We say that the screen is covered by the movie. It can never cover because the very existence of the movie is because of the screen. Without the screen, there is no movie can be seen. But still, the screen is covered as it were. Similarly, the uncoverable consciousness is as though covered. It is not really covered. It is as though covered. So, samavrunoti, it covers Atma. And how difficult it is to cover the Atma? Akanda, nitya, advaya, bodha, shaktya, spurantam. Atma, which is shining, has knowledge, 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 knowledge in everything. Part knowledge, man knowledge, woman knowledge, wife knowledge, husband knowledge, knowledge of everything, physics, chemistry, knowledge is common to all of them. And what does it mean? I am aware of all of them. Awareness is common to all of them and can never be displaced by anything else. This awareness can never be displaced by anything else. Even in sleep, when every thought is displaced, awareness is never displaced, even in sleep. Awareness illumines the very thoughtless condition of the mind. This undisplaceable awareness, it shines all the time. With what nature does it shine? Akhanda, without any division at all. Akhanda means undivided, without any divided. Object can be divided, objects can be divided, but not this. Awareness cannot be divided at all. Objects can be divided. And it is Nityaha. Object will come and go, but never awareness. Awareness is permanent. And Advayaha, non-dual. It appears as though you have one awareness, I have one awareness, somebody else has another awareness. Shankaracharya says, division is in the body, but not in awareness or consciousness. Just as there is division in finger, there is division in the finger, but not in the light pervading the finger. In between the fingers also there is light, even though we don't see it. There is light everywhere. So, non-dual. Bodaha. Bodaha is awareness. Shakti means the swarupam here. Shakti means not power, swarupam. So, with the nature of undivided, eternal, non-dual awareness, Atma shines. And such an Atma is not fully but partially covered by what? By ignorance. And spurantam Atmanam Ananta Vaibhavam. Vaibhavaha means glory. Ananta Vaibhavam means infinite glory. So, of the nature of infinitude, the Atma, Atma Chaitanyam, of the nature of infinitude, Spurantam. Spurantam means self-effulgent. This self-effulgent, self-shining Atma, Yesha Avriti Shaktihi Samavrunoti. So, the Avarana Shakti, the veiling power, the covering power of ignorance covers the Atma. And that is why I do not claim Aham Brahmasmi. Otherwise, I would very well know and claim I am Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. But I don't do that because of this Avarna Shakti it covers. Here also we have to note an incidental point, because whenever these points come, there could be confusion. If the rope is totally unknown, as we mentioned earlier, if the rope is totally unknown in darkness, the snake projection will not come at all. There is a rope lying there. It is all dark. So there is no snake perception at all, because rope cannot be even seen. In total knowledge also, under light, there is a powerful light. So you see the rope, and you see the rope as rope. No problem. The projection will not come. So Vikshepa Shakti and Avarna Shakti won't be there. The ideal condition is it should be partially covered and partially known, like the light. So what is the partial knowledge? This is partial knowledge. The very word, this is called, this is particular. The very word, this, indicates there is some entity in front of me. When I say this means what? There is something in front of me. This. So technically it is called Samanya Amshaha or Idam Amshaha. This part. This part in any particular statement, this stone, this book, this-ness, this part. That is called Idam Amshaha in Vedanta. And when this or the Samanya Amsa is known, that this is rope, that rope part, which is called the Vishesha Amsa. So this part is called Samanya Amsa, and the rope part is called Vishesha Amsa, specific aspect of the rope, or the ropeness of the rope that is not known. But the thisness of the rope is known. Don't get too much confused. The thisness, when we say this rope, the thisness of the rope is known, but the ropeness of the rope is not known because of what? Again, that ignorance. That is why the thisness is retained, because it is never covered. The ropeness alone is covered, And therefore, it is replaced by what? Snakeness. If the ropeness is known, no problem. But that is covered, so that ropeness is replaced by snakeness. And thisness will continue. The snakeness is added. And what is my statement? This is a snake. Instead of saying this is a rope, this ropeness is replaced by snakeness. So I'm saying this is a snake. Whether it is a snake or it's a rope, I will still say this. This is a rope or this is a snake. This will remain same. Now, if you extend this same principle, when I say I am, that is the samanyamsha. I am. Samanyamsha of the Atma or the general aspect of Atma. Just as the thisness is the samanyamsha of the rope with respect to the Atma. Atma also, there must be a samanyamsha. And what is that? I am. When I say I am, I have to still complete. I am so and so. So that becomes visheshamsa. But I am, samanyamsa, common. So I means what? I meaning the chidamsa. And I am refers to the satamsa. Chidamsa refers to the awareness. And satamsa refers to existence, consciousness and existence. Both aspects of mind are very clearly known. I am. That is known. That is why whenever anyone wants to introduce oneself, what they say? I am so and so. They start with I am only. I am this, I am that. I am is common for all of them. That is the samanya amsha of Atma. So Atma has the samanya amsha and vishesha amsha. And the samanya amsha I am, that is constant all the time. Then what is the specific nature or vishesha amsha of Atma? I am aham brahma asmi. I am brahma asmi. Brahmatvam or anandatvam. Or aparichinnatvam, these are all various words, that is my specific nature. My specific nature is any of them. That is infinitude, happiness, limitlessness, they are all my specific features. That is covered in this example. And what is visheshamsa? Visheshamsa, the ropeness. Here it is anandaha. Anandaha. So thisness is samanyamsa, visheshamsa is ropeness. And here the ropeness equivalent is anandaha. And what is the samanyamsha? Sat and chit. Sat and chit. So chit expresses in what form? As I. The awareness expresses as I. And sat expresses as what? As am. The existence. I am. You are. That are represents the existence principle. I, you and all, they represents the sat principle, chit principle. So when we say I am, we say both the Sat Amsa and also the Chit Amsa of Atma when I say I am. But the Ananda Amsa is not seen. When I just only say I am, I see only the Sat Amsa and the Chit Amsa, but I don't see the Ananda Amsa. How do we know that? Let's look at the face. If the person is Ananda Amsa is there, the face will show it. Prasannavadana will be there. So no one says, I am Ananda. But says, I am Mahadukhi only all the time. I am this, I am samsari. That is what we keep on claiming all the time. Whenever we say, I am this and that, that's all samsara only. Nobody says, I am Ananda Swarupi. Therefore, Ananda Vishesha Amsa is covered. The Vishesha Amsa Ananda is covered. That is the job of whom? The Avarana Shakti of Ajnana. So the Avarana Shakti, the veiling power of ignorance, that covers that. So, in the place of the covered Anandamsha, something else is superimposed. What is that? Just like the ropeness is displaced by snakeness, the Ananda is displaced by Dukkha. Brahmatvam or Dukkha Samsara. Brahmatvam is displaced by Jivatvam. And that's what we do. So, this entire thing is Adhyasa, right? So, Anantatvam is replaced by the Anantatvam. Anantatvam, Anantatvam, Anantatvam. Anantatvam is replaced by Sanantatvam. So, Amritatvam is replaced by Martyatvam. And therefore, Shankaracharya says, Yesha Avriti Shaktihi Samavarunoti. This Brahmatvam of mind, it covers. And why the Avarna Shakti does that? He says, Tamomayi. Because it is the Tamoguna of Ajnana. Tamas means darkness. And we should not ask why darkness covers an object, because it is the nature of darkness. It is like why fire is hot and ice is cold. That's how it is. Similarly, it is the nature of tamoguna to cover. That is the nature of it. Here, tamomayi is adjective to avarna shakti. So, tamomayi avarna shakti hi yesha samavarnoti. Like what? An example is given in the shloka. Rahuhu arkabimbam grah. Rahuhu arkabimbam iva. That is what is given as an example here. They knew that there is no such graha like Rahu. It is called the Chaya Graham, the shadow. It is only the shadow of the earth that is falling on the moon. That is called the Chaya Graham. That is why it is called the Rahu Graham. And Chaya means shadow. Just as the shadow of the earth covers the moon, causing eclipse. Similarly, the Avarna Shakti covers the Atma. And that is why Shankaracharya, he says beautifully in the Dakshinamurti Stotram, the beautiful shloka, Rahu Grasta Divakarendu Sadrisho Maya Samachadanat Sanmatra Karanopasamharanato Yobu Sushupta Puman. So because of ignorance, we are all in permanent eclipse. Permanent this Surya Grahana, Chandra Grahana. We are all permanent eclipse. Rahu Arkabimbam Iva. Shloka 140. Tirobhute Swatmani Amalatara Tejo Vati Pumane Anatmanam Mohat Ahamiti Shariram Kalayati Tatakama Krodham Prapratibiramum Andana Gunaihi Param Vikshepakyam Rajasa Urushaktir Vyatayati. So the topic is that Atma Ajnanam is the cause of error. That's what we saw so far. So self-error is the cause for all problems. And he further explains this in this shloka. He says that the Avarana and Vikshepa Shaktis of Atma Ajnanam, they work together like a relay race. They are very cooperative. Team spirit is very high. And they give all kinds of problem to this human being. First part of the problem is what? Is created by the Avarna Shakti. And the second part of the problem is created by the Vikshepa Shakti. The rope is being covered is the first part. And the appearance of the snake is the second part. Without the first part, second part cannot take place. And without the second part, the first part alone cannot create a problem. Both of them have wonderful understanding in tossing this individual back and forth. He says, Swatmani Tirobhute. This is the first phase. What it is? My real nature, that is Brahmatvam, Ananda Amsha, is covered. Kadam Tirobhute means covered. So, Avrite Sati, Sati Saptami. So, Swatmani, one's own real nature is covered. And what type of Atma it is? Malathara Tejovati, which is of the nature of Amalathara. Which is of the nature of extremely pure effulgence or consciousness. Amalam means Shuddham. Amalatara means Vishuddham. Very, very pure. And Tejaha. Tejaha means effulgence. And in this context, Tejaha refers to consciousness. So that is Vishuddha Chaitanyam Tadvati of the nature of what? So my own real self, which is of the nature of extremely pure consciousness, that is covered. By what? By the Avarna Shakti or by the Tamoguna or Vikshepa Shakti of Rajoguna. So Tamoguna, the Avarna Shakti of Tamoguna and the Vikshepa Shakti of Rajoguna, they cover. And who has to fight this team of Tamas and Rajas? Yeah, Tamas and Rajas have teamed up to knock off this individual. And who has to fight it? The Sattvaguna. And what is that? Sattvat Sanjayate Jnanam. The study of scriptures is sattva, which fights always. So, tejovati, tribute, tirobhute. Tejovati, tirobhute. So, when the first part is over, problems comes in the second part. So, puman, atmanam, shariram, aham, iti, kalayati. Puman, this person, he thinks, he mistakes. Kalayati means mistakes. What does he mistake? Anatmanam, Shariram, this body which is really not Atma, he thinks that it is his body. This is not the real Atma, that's what he thinks about. Whereas I am diagonally opposed to the body, that is the fact. I am not the body at all. I am opposed to the body. How? Aham chetanam. Whereas shariram is achetanam. Aham nirvikaraha. Whereas shariram is savikaram. Aham nirgunam. Shariram is sagunam. Aham aparichinnaha. Shariram is parichinnam. Aham nitya muktaha. Sharira is nitya baddaha. Aham amrutaha. Shariram is matyam. Aham drik. Shariram is drishyam, object. So with so many contradictions between atma and shariram, I am blissfully committing this mistake of considering myself as the body. And for example, Swamiji nicely says, if there is a Nobel Prize for self-error, the greatest blunder in the world is self-error. If there is a Nobel Prize for that, it has to be shared by almost all the 5 billion and odd people of the world. It is so common. Therefore, anatmanam shariram aham iti kalayati. He mistakes it as aham, as myself. How do we know? Because the date of birth of the body, he celebrates as his date of birth. And he distributes sweets, he distributes this, that and all. Celebrate that body's birth. All because of what? Mohat, mohaha. Mohaha means adhyasaha, bhranti. So the second line refers to the vikshepa shakti, the rajoguna part. And once this mistake has been committed, what all things that happen to him? Once the first fall of atma to anatma takes place. See, I am atma is satyam. But once I start claiming myself to the body, atma to anatma, once that fall takes place, consistent falling only takes place. No more rising up at all. Tataha. After that primary mistake, it is called prathamikam adhyasaha. So that is called, after committing primary mistake, the secondary disease or symptoms, they will mushroom, come in so many numbers, one after the other. Tataha, tataha, kama krodha prabhribihi bandhana gunaihi. Thereafter come so many things. What are those? Kamaha. And why he should list kama first? Very simple, as atma. Aham purnaha. I am always full as atma. Whereas as shariram, I am apurnaha. Physical body is never perfect. Even the Miss Universe or the Mr. World, whatever it is. If you see, so Swamiji says, the very fact that he or she, that Miss Universe or Mr. World, whatever it is, puts so much makeup on them. That means what? They are not happy with their own endowments. Not only that, after the title, they have even more responsibility to maintain the same thing. Otherwise, other people might question the judges how they gave such a title to so-and-so person. So, there is never a perfect beauty. Even then, for how many days, that beauty will be there also. Aging, you cannot avoid. And at the mental level and at intellectual level, there is so much of apurnatvam. Always lacking. And so the immediate consequence is sense of incompleteness. I can never be happy with myself as I am. I need a supporting system. Just as a sick person, he is surviving because of so many tubes and all through the body, all over the body in the ICU. Similarly, for my psychological eye to survive, it requires so many tubes in the form of husband, wife, job, money, car, house. All tubes for survival. So the immediate consequence is apurnata. And what is the consequence of apurnatvam? I want to complete myself through acquisition. I think I am not complete. So I want to become complete by acquiring this and that. All human struggles are for purnatvam only. That is the general seeking of all. The only difference is what? Each one seeks the purnatvam through a particular acquisition. Because of wrong diagnosis. For one person, allopathy is needed. Another person, Ayurveda is needed. Ayurveda works. Homeopathy works. One thinks his incompleteness is due to money. Another one thinks due to family. Another one thinks due to position, promotion. So, which diagnosis is correct? All diagnoses are wrong. Because the basic assumption is my incompleteness itself is erroneous. I think I am incomplete. That is erroneous. He tries to solve that, he will never succeed in that because the perception itself is erroneous. Therefore, kamaha. And kama leads to what? Sangat sanjayate kamaha, kamat krodho api jayate. He gets anger at the tip of the nose. He is very angry all the time. So, kamaha, krodaha, prapritibhi. Prapriti means etc. All others. All have one common aspect. What all they all do? Bandhana gunaihi. They bind the person. All of them, they cause bondage. They all make me restless. They make me worry. Thus, all the psychological problems, vikshepakya urushaktihi. Vikshepakya urushaktihi. So, petayati. This is the second part of the project. The powerful force means the urushaktihi means the powerful project. Shakti, powerful force known as Vikshepa Shakti, belonging to whom? Belonging to Rajasaha, the Rajoguna, and Vethayati. It disturbs me. It disturbs the human being. It churns him. It torments him. And not ordinarily, but param, extremely, extremely intensely. It is not ordinarily tormenting me. It is extremely tormenting me. It's causing me a lot of churns on me. So, kama, krodha, jealousy are all irresistible. They are so intense that the sickness of the mind, it percolates into the body. And this person goes through all kinds of psychosomatic problems. And he tries to deal with the problems by changing the humans around. Vedanta says, it will never work. The problem is not external. The problem is internal. It is not the wife who has to change, not the husband, not the children, or the government, or the neighbor. What has to change? I have to transform my image. Not by any plastic surgery. We require Vedantic plastic surgery by removing the Jivatvam and gaining Brahmatvam. So, param is here adverbial. So, qualifying petayati, intensely torment. So, this is what Acharya says in the shloka. And we will continue with the next shloka in the next webinar. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwaraha Shri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.